God sees your sacrifice. Amen. And He will honor those who honor His name. Amen. And so I was so blessed that Pastor Finney Matthew last week started an amazing topic on the holiness of God. And I felt like God rightfully set him in place in Qatar. And that, do you know, I usually don't invite guest speakers in the last minute. Usually for International Revival Church, I usually have a time frame of 1 month before I get a notice to invite a pastor. And guess when Pastor Finney messaged me? The exact night before. And I usually never ever give a chance for a preacher, though I get a lot of message and inquiry. Hey pastor, can I come and preach at your church? I get a lot of inquiry. You can see my phone. I get a lot of inquiry. But I don't give them chance. But Pastor Finney, back in 2009, I was preaching in Gujarat in India. And I remember this young man standing with me and translating. And it's none other than Pastor Finney. He was my translator. So as I was preaching in this mass crusade, I think close to around 2,500 people. And Pastor Finney was the one who was translating for me. And I did not know till recently that on that night, Pastor Finney decided to go to full-time ministry after the word of God. Hallelujah. I was so amazed that when I took Pastor Finney out and we were having tea after the service, he said, Pastor, you do not know something, but in 2009, when you came and preached and I was translating for you, the word of God touched my heart so much that night, I decided to give my life for full-time ministry. And now Pastor Finney is full-time ministry along with his wife and seven-month-year-old child. So it was such a joy that he came. So yesterday when he texted me, or last week, just a day before when he texted me, the Holy Spirit immediately told me he has a word for the church. And that word was nothing but holiness. Everybody say holiness.
Holiness.
So today I'm actually continuing the topic on holiness. Now, it was also some of them who had thought, like, how can we be so holy? Can we reach that level of holiness? And I want to give you a good news. You can. All right? And before I start the message, I want to give God all glory, honor, and praise for what He's doing in and through this church in a supernatural way. I told you, as soon as the clock ticked 12 in 2019, supernatural miracles have been happening. Supernatural. I told a little bit last time, but I'm just going to give you a little more clarification. There was a court case that was going for one of the brothers here, and I'm not going into detail, but what happened was, by the grace of God, exactly on January 1st, he won the court case. Hallelujah. And the court case was started from 2017, all the way until 18, all the way until 19. On January 1st, he received a call from the lawyer in the morning at 6 a.m. And he calls me up and he tells me, Pastor. I said, tell me. Whenever I get that call, I know what it is for. I said, Pastor. I said, tell me what happened. I won the court case. I was like, awesome. Wow. All right. I said, what about the money? Because because that person who stole money from him, it's not a huge amount. It's not a small amount. It's huge. We're talking about 42,000 Qatari riyals. Okay, not only 42,000, this person has been a crook and he's been taking money close to 157,000 Qatari riyal from someone else. And I was like, okay, so tell me, what's happening? And he told me, Pastor, you won't believe. On January 1st, what the court decided, let him pay off the small amount first and then give the big amount. Amen. Come on, are you listening to what God is doing?
Yes.
Usually the court should say, or the lawyer or the judge should say, the person who lost the large amount of money is the one who's suffering more, pay him first, right?
Yes.
157 is bigger or 42,000 is bigger? But the court judge, from the mouth, he just said, this is what I believe Holy Spirit just turned his voice. He said, the small amount, 42,000, be paid first before paying that. And God's glory, God glory his name. I told you, whatever the locust ate, whatever the enemy has taken from you, whatever you have lost in your ministry, your physical, your spiritual, your educational life, whatever it may be, I'm telling you, this year 2019 is year of restoration. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Another news, Blighton has been trying for a visa all the way for 7 months. He's been trying on and off of going down, going up, going on. Rejection, rejection, rejection. January 1st week, he applied. He told the company, just apply again. They said, my dear, we applied almost 7 times and it's rejected. Try some other way. Get some NOC. Get. Blighton said, no, no, no. This is a year of restoration. No, no, no. This is a year of blessing. I trust God. God is going to do something this year. He told the company, apply. And the company applied and he got his visa approved. Another testimony, Jinu. Jinu has been trying all the way from December. He's been trying and trying, rejection after rejection. 6 times rejected. Even manual as well as online, rejected. I told Jinu, Jinu, let's fast. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We fasted Friday, Saturday, Sunday, including his parents. On Monday morning, he goes and he calls the company. Please apply. The company scolded him and told him, are you mad? We applied manually as well as online and there is no way you're going to get it. You have to get some papers. You have to get some NOC. And the boss that he was working with previous do not want to give him the NOC. He's like, he left the company. I'm not going to give no NOC. You know how people are. They won't give. Anyways, we began to pray. And we said, Lord, this is a year of restoration. This is a year of blessing. And we will see the hand of God. He calls back the company and says, I don't have any document with me. Apply. He applied. And by the grace of God, he got his visa approved. He is coming next week. Hallelujah. So isn't it awesome? Isn't it awesome? Isn't our God so wonderful and beautiful? So I'm telling you, this year is a year of restoration. We're going to see the mighty hand of God. So we're going to come into the topic and I want you to listen to this carefully. We are speaking about the holiness of God. So I want you to give your undivided attention as we go in deeper. Now this holiness of God is the attribute of attributes of God. Let me say it again. It's the attribute of attributes of God. The word attribute means the trait or the character. For example, Alina is born by her dad and mom, who is boss uncle and another auntie. Whatever boss uncle and another auntie character is there, it will begin to flow through you. So you are their children and you have your character. In the same way, the attribute or the trait of God, one of them, is holiness. But I want to tell you something. It's not just an attribute of attributes. It is God himself. That is holiness. And Pastor Finney started it in a beautiful way. So I want you to listen to this carefully. Now, why do you think that this attribute of attributes of holiness of God is important? Why? Why? Let's read. Revelation chapter 4 verse 8. Something happens in the book of Revelation. Now look at the screen if you don't have your notes. If you have your notes, I would suggest writing this down. It's going to change your ministry, going to change your life. Look at this, what happens in heaven. And this is a revelation that in the island of Patmos, John is seeing. And he sees this revelation. Each of the 4 living creatures had 6 wings. How many wings?
6 wings.
So you already know when it comes to wings, you know it is angels. It is who?
Angels.
Okay. They were covered with eyes around and inside. Now everybody say this word, these 3 words together with me. 1, 2, 3, go. Day and day and, say that with me together. 1, 2, 3, go.
Day and night.
One more time. Everybody say that with me. 1, 2, 3, go.
Day and night.
Okay. So day and night, they never stop saying. Now say that with me together. Holy, 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 Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is coming. Hallelujah. So when John is seeing this revelation, seeing this vision. It's happening in heaven. And he sees this attribute of God being exalted. Now, can I tell you something? Listen to this carefully. 637 times this word holy is referred to God in the Bible. 637 times this word holy is used to represent God, to show his character, to show who he is. And can I tell you something? This is the only attribute of God where it is repeated three times. Holy, holy, holy. You never read in the Bible eternal, eternal, eternal. You never read in the Bible mercy, mercy is falling. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Justice, justice, justice. You don't see. The only attribute of attributes of God that you see in the Bible repeated three times in one verse is this attribute called holy. Can you say that with me? Holy,
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 holy, holy.
And every time, I believe this is how it goes. I don't believe it's just a one single note. If it's ding, holy, 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 no. I think this is how it goes. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Every time the holiness is coming, it's emphasizing how holy our God is. And the Bible says, if you go down to Revelation chapter 4 verse 9, can you go to verse 9, my dear? Look what it says. Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to the one seated on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever. If you go down, it says the 24 elders. Everybody say 24. The 24 elders on the throne would fall down on their feet and put their face on the ground and say, holy. And can you tell me the timing for when they will stop and start? Any timing is mentioned?
Day and night.
When they will stop?
24/7.
Huh? When they will stop?
They will not stop. Never.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is that what's written? Go to verse number 8. Go to verse number 8. Is that what's written? Day and night, they never
stop.
They never
stop.
They, come on guys, they
never stop.
So this is what happens. Everybody look here. I'm going to show you illustration. The 24 elders on the throne. This is going to happen in heaven, guys. When you go to heaven, you guys are going to see this. Are you excited?
Yes.
So, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty is being prayed. It's done by the angels. And the 24 elders who are sitting on the throne. Everybody say sitting.
Sitting.
That is what is it written. They will fall down on their knees. They will fall down. Are you seeing me?
Yes.
And put their face on the ground. My belief has become a little, no, I'm joking. Okay, so, okay, they would kneel and they would fall down. Listen, listen, listen. And again, as they lift their head, holy, holy, again they will. When will they stop?
Never.
When will they stop?
Never.
The attribute of attributes of God is holiness. And it said not only once, but three times. Holy, holy, holy. This is what theologians say. As soon as the elders would come up, they would look up and see the holiness that they couldn't stand any longer. They would kneel down. Again, they will come and sit on the throne. They will put their head up. Again, they will see something that they have never seen before. The holiness of God. And they would fall down. Hallelujah. 637 times in the entire Bible, the word holiness is being used. And this word is the attribute of attributes of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And thousands of years before, Isaiah sees the same thing. In the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah sees the same thing happening. Can you read Isaiah chapter 6? Can you read Isaiah if you have it with you? Or if anybody has, can you read? Isaiah chapter 6 verse 3. Yeah, everybody look up on the screen. And the one who called to one another, this is about the angels. If you start reading Isaiah, this is thousands of years before John sees this. Isaiah the prophet is sitting and enters the throne and sees a vision. He enters the presence of God. Everybody say presence of God. And he sees the angels standing there. And this is what they cry out. And one called to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. His glory fills the whole earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the holiness of God is repeated 3 times in this word. And like I said, it's not just holy, holy, holy. It's holy. And I think they go up an octave. I think those who are singing music can say, it will go holy, holy, holy. Because he wants, the word is so powerful. He wants to show you how holy our God is. Hallelujah. And why is God so holy? Why is God so holy? And why does he expect, because he's God again. Lena said, because he's God, he has to be holy. Why is God so holy and why is God asking us to be holy? Now I'm going to go a little more deeper. Can I go a little more deeper? Can I go a little more deeper? I want you to go back to Revelation chapter 4. There are some attributes here that I want to say because the Holy Spirit asked me to write these attributes and then I want to go. Revelation chapter 4 verse 8. Okay, everybody look up on the screen. How many attributes of God can you see here? Holy, of course. The attribute means the trait or the character of God.
Almighty.
Okay, wonderful. So, holy. Then you see almighty. Okay, what else?
Who was?
Who is? And who is coming?
Lord.
Okay. Anything else? Look at this. There are several attributes in this verse. If you look carefully, you will see. Holy, holy, holy is God is holy. Everybody say God is holy.
God is holy.
Come on, say it with from the bottom of your heart. God is
holy.
Amen. Almighty means omnipotent. God's attribute is omnipotent. He can be here. He can be in India. He can be in Australia. He can be in Cameroon. He can be in any place. He is omnipotent. Was and is and to come. What does it mean? God is eternal. He has always existed and he will exist forever.
Amen.
We serve an eternal, working, powerful God. What else? You see who was and who is and who is coming. That means infinite. God's character and God's attribute is infinite. That means there is no beginning and no end. Hello?
Hi.
Are you here with me? I want this to speak into your heart. Another thing that is written here is Lord God. Lord God. Holy, holy. Lord God. Lord. Not just God. Lord. He is the Lord and Savior of our life. And let me tell you what is the attribute of God in this. Immutability. My God, my Lord will never change. If the Bible says the Lord is your shepherd and I shall not want, that means the Lord your God is your shepherd. Nothing to want. Come on, are you here with me? Are you here with me? The immutability of God means our God will never change. Touch your neighbor and say, my God will never change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, say, push your neighbor. Hey, Samuel, don't sleep. My God will never change. He is the same
yesterday,
today, and forever. If someone is sick among you, If someone is sick among you, all you need to do is when they come to ask you for prayer, say, sister, my brother, I want to tell you something. My God will never change. If he healed that blind man, if he raised Lazarus from the dead, oh, if he can heal that lady who was bleeding for all those years, I know one thing for sure. My Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be confident on the God you serve. The holiness of God is my topic. The Greek word, everybody say Greek.
Greek.
I love to go a little more deeper. Can I go deeper? The Greek word for holy is hagios. Everybody say hagios. If you like to write it down, you can write it down. It's H-A-G-I-O-S. H-A-G-I-O-S. I would encourage everybody to bring books because these are things that you need to really learn the meaning. The Greek word for the word holy is in Greek called hagios. Everybody say hagios.
Hagios.
And the meaning of the word hagios means set apart, completely separate, pure and morally blameless. Let me say it again. Set apart. Everybody say that with me.
Set apart.
Pure. Everybody say pure.
Pure.
Say completely blameless.
Completely.
This is the meaning of hagios. Whatever you take today, remember, the word holy means set apart. The word in Hebrew means kabash. Everybody say kabash.
Kabash.
Can you put that on the screen, please? Kabash. That is Q-A-B-A-S-H. Q-A-B-A-S-H. Say kabash.
Kabash.
Come on, say kabash.
Kabash.
So what is it in Greek? Hagios. And in Hebrew, it's kabash. Now, why do I say this? Because hagios means set apart. But in Hebrew, kabash means cut off. Hello? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, are you here with me? Hagios means set apart. Kabash means
cut off.
Listen, 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 listen. Don't speak. Listen. Listen. I want you to just picturize this. When God is holy and he wants his people to be holy, and when God says, set apart your time, set apart, I'm coming to that, from the world, what does he mean? I think you guys are getting somewhat the idea. This is why Greek and Hebrew is very important. Greek says holy means set apart. Hebrew says cut off. Don't have anything to do with them. Cut off. So listen. Listen to this carefully. For in God, there is no sin. There is no imperfection. There is no stain of dirt on my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I want to encourage you, don't think that God will have a bad thought and punish you. Never. God is pure. He is holy, holy, holy. And can I tell you something very serious? Can I pinch you a little?
Yes.
Guys, can I pinch you a little?
Yes.
There is no hint of sin in God. And in God's holiness, every sin vanishes. See, when I come inside this dark room and I switch on, Alan, can you off all the lights? Let's do a demonstration. Off all the lights, both. Now everything is dark here. Beautiful time to sleep. Right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Now Alan, I want you to switch off the light now. Go. 1, 2, 3, go. Has darkness vanished?
Yes.
Did you find a tug of war or a conversation between darkness and light saying, no, can I stay a little more time, please? Don't. No. As soon as the light was switched on, there was no tug of war, there was no conversation, there was no question of a doubt. Light illuminated and darkness vanished. Hello, are you here with me?
Yes.
Come on, are you here with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the same way, when the holiness of God comes by His presence into a room, every sin disappears, every sin vanishes away, every guilt runs away, every sickness runs away, everything that is against God runs away.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So you have to imagine how powerful the holiness of God is. Man's sin does not blemish God's holiness and His standard. I want to tell you what good news, brothers and sisters. No matter whatever sin you have done, listen to this carefully. No matter how deep your sin is, my God has His standard of holiness will never come down. He will say, "Ayo, my Alina, you did this sin. I will come." His standard of holiness can never be changed. But I have a good news for you. I have a good news for you. Whatever it may be, if you come to that holy God and say, "God, here I am." Isaiah saw this angel singing, "Holy, holy, holy." And Isaiah, the Bible says that the angel came, took the coal and touched his lips. He said, "Woe to me, I am a sinner, oh God, forgive me." And God forgave his sin. And the Bible says, this is what Isaiah said, "Here I am." Hallelujah. Come on guys, are you here with me? Your sin can never pull down God's holiness. God's holiness is our standard. Amen?
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 Amen? And I'm going to give you the keys on how to be holy. Are you ready?
Yes.
The Bible says His name is holy. His power is holy. His spirit is holy. His promises is holy. His city is holy. His ground is holy. Remember Moses? When Moses came and God said, "Remove your slippers. Remove your sandals. Because the ground you stand is
holy."
Listen to this carefully. His actions are holy. This is all written in the Bible. I'm not giving you the scriptures. I'm just saying it continuously. If you want the scriptures, please come to it. His angels are holy. His people is holy. His kisses are holy. Hello? God's kisses are? Remember it says, greet one another with a holy kiss. Recently I was speaking to a pastor about it and I was saying, "Pastor, it's said that greet one another with a holy kiss." So the pastor told me, "Please make sure it's holy." Some people give kisses but not necessarily being holy. So he said, "You can greet one another but make sure it's holy." So holy kiss is mentioned in the Bible. His prophets are holy. The word of God clearly says. His eyes are holy. Can you read Habakkuk? I've told this. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 12 and 13. Look at this beautiful scripture. "Are you not from eternity, Yahweh, my God, my Holy One? You will not die, Lord. You appointed them to execute judgment. Rock, you destined them to punish us. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil." Everybody say, "Your eyes are too pure." Isn't it so beautiful to understand the holy attribute of God? It says, look at this. This is what the scripture says. "Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. And you cannot tolerate wrongdoing. So why do you tolerate those who are treacherous?" Now listen to this carefully. His name is holy. His power is holy. Today I'm speaking on holiness. And I want you to understand that God's attribute of attributes is holiness. We serve a holy God. And sometimes we come to church not knowing what holiness is about. So it's said very clearly, His name is holy, His power is holy, His spirit is holy, His promises is holy, His city is holy, the ground is holy. You know, Moses, when he came, he had to remove his slippers because the ground that he was standing was holy. His angels are holy, His actions are holy, His kisses are holy, His prophets are holy, His eyes are holy. You see, your eyes are too pure, too holy. His eyes are holy. It doesn't finish. If you go through the Bible, 637 times in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the holy attribute of God is written. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? God's perfection cannot be measured. God's holiness cannot be measured. You cannot say God is this holy, I will somehow reach there. No. God's holiness can never be measured. And He expects us, we're going to go closer, He expects His children to be holy. The Greek word hagios means set apart. Everybody say hagios.
Hagios
means set apart. In Hebrew, kabash. Everybody say kabash. Kabash means cut off. So it's very important for you to understand. Holy is set apart. Holy also means cut off. So when you get deeper, you will understand what this means. There is no blemish or impurity. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 2. Read. There is no one holy like the
Lord.
There is no one besides you, and there is no rock like our God. There is no one who's holy as our God. Read Isaiah chapter 6 verse 3. Isaiah the prophet sees this beautiful vision. And he says, and all call to one, and one call to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Not once, but three times. Holy, holy, holy. This is the only attribute in the entire Bible that is written three times. You cannot see mercy, mercy, mercy. You cannot see eternal, eternal, eternal. You can only see holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And there are three things in this scripture that you can learn. Number one, God wants you to see God. Hallelujah. Isaiah came into this temple. This is, I will tell you the story. Isaiah goes into this temple and immediately he goes into a vision. And in this vision, he sees angels coming with four wings. And these angels are singing in God's presence, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And immediately Isaiah, the Bible says in Isaiah 6, if you read down, he comes into the holy presence of God, and the first thing that happens to him is God shows his uncleanness. God shows his sin. And you know what he cries out and says? Woe unto me. He said, Ayyo Kartave, oh God, I am such a sinful man. And you know what happens? The Bible says, go home and read. The angel comes. Go into the altar, takes a coal, everybody say coal, takes a coal, comes to Isaiah, touch his lips and makes him holy. And then you know what he says, Lord, here I am. In Malayalam it says, Adiyanida. He says, here I am. Guys, three important things. Number one, you need to see God. Because when you see God and you see his holiness, we would see what is our mistake, what is our sin, what is our impurity in our hearts, and God will reveal it. Everybody say reveal. So three things. Number one, we need to see God. Number two, we need to see ourselves. Hallelujah. Is there anything in us that we have to change? We need to look inside ourselves. Number three, we need to see our redemption. Hallelujah. These three important things you have to keep it in your mind. The holiness of God is so powerful, and God expects His children to be holy. I know this is a very tough message. It's not easy to digest. Some messages are very easy to digest, but when it comes to holiness, it's not easy. But we need to understand. And whenever sin entered God's holiness, they used to drop them dead in the Old Testament. Have you seen that? Let me tell you a story. Leviticus chapter 10 verse 1, 2 and 3. The sons of Aaron. You know, with Moses, Moses' brother Aaron was always there with him. How many of you know Aaron? You know what happened to Aaron's sons? How many of you know what happened to Aaron's sons? Look what happens. Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, each took his own fire pan, put fire in it, placed incense on it, and presented unauthorized fire before the Lord. Unauthorized fire. That means they thought it's a sacrifice, so let us just make something. Let's do something and do it for God. And he did something, and they presented this fire before God. Look what happens. And presented unauthorized fire before the Lord, which he has not commanded them to do. Then flames leaped from the Lord's presence and burned them to burned them to death before the Lord. So Moses said to Aaron, this is what the Lord meant when he said, I will show my holiness to those who are near me, and I will reveal my glory before all the people. And Aaron remained still silent. Can I tell you something? Our God is not a God who is cruel, who is injustice, or who is not having compassion for the people. In fact, our God is for the people. But let me tell you one thing. My holiness of my God's standard will never go down. Hello, are you here with me, guys? God's holiness and His standard will never come down. I know when these people died before him, when Nadab and they were young, the Bible says they were just teenagers. Nadab and Abihu came. I know God might have felt so sad when they died, but they did something against the attribute of God. They presented something which is not in the holiness of God, which is incorrect before God. Immediately they were burned. And you saw what Aaron happens? Aaron remained silent. He remained silent because Aaron knew about God's holiness. You cannot compromise with God's holiness. Your talk, your walk, everything must be holy. Because He asked us to be holy. 1 Peter, read. Chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. 1 Peter, chapter 1, 15 and 16. Can we all read this together? Because I feel this is something God is telling to the church. Come on, everybody, let's read together. But as the one who called you is holy, you also are to be holy in all. Did it write some of your conduct? In all your conduct. For it is written, be holy because I am
holy.
Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God who will help us, who loves us, who cares for us. But also remember, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We serve a holy God, and He expects us to be like Him. Be holy as I am holy. In all your conduct, when you're with your friends, Alan, kids, young teenagers here, when you're in your office, when you're with your colleagues and your people in your own villa, your flat, your conduct should be holy. I told you, Greek hagios means set apart. If they are doing anything that is against God and God wouldn't like it, set apart. Don't do it. I know it's hard. Believe me, you will lose a lot of friends. You will lose a lot of friends. And kabosh says cut off. Cut off your relationship. Cut off. Hare, but then how can we win them for Jesus? You know, my friend was there. I'll tell you a story. Young man, very nice guy. He was in ministry. He was preaching. I think I told you this story before. He told me, he came to me and he told me, Pastor Arun, I have a call from God. I said, Mane, what is your call? My call is I want to go to all the nightclubs and the bars and I want to tell about Jesus. I said, very good. I said, very good. Very nice. I said, come, let's have a word. He's young. He's 18 years old. Young guy. I told him, that's wonderful. You want to do what? I want to go to the nightclub. I want to go to the bar. I want to go there. As soon as I enter, I want to tell them about Jesus. Win them all for Jesus. I said, that's great. But not now. He said, why? No. Really. I'm telling you, I received it from God. He's telling. I told him, Mane, not now. Be matured. Not now. Let us not go into a place where we can be tempted and we can fall. Let us set apart, let us cut it off, and as soon as they come out, you can tell. Don't go inside, let them come out. And believe me, guys, I've done it in Manipal. I waited outside, people have come out, and I've shared the gospel of Jesus Christ, and people have been saved, giving their life to church. And people who left nightclubbing on Saturday would come with me on Sunday morning for the church. I've done it. Without any shame, unashamed of the gospel, preaching about Jesus on the street. I have done it. So I told him, don't go in. Wow. Slowly what happened, I called him the next week and I said, what's happening? He said, I went in. No. I said, you went in, what happened? He said, I will tell you later. And long story short, I mean, this guy started going to clubs and it was not for telling about Jesus. It was for doing something else. So what am I telling? We serve a holy God and we need to set apart. Set apart. I'm telling you, I have so many friends in Qatar because I'm born here. I have a lot of friends in Qatar. Most of them have birthday parties. Especially if it's your child's birthday party, they invite you. Yes or no? Yes. Come on, guys. They invite you, right? Hey, it's my daughter's birthday. Why don't you come for a party? Sure. But you know, they would always have a room that has liquor in it. Always. My friends are there. They always drink. They have one room with liquor in it. What I do, we go, have cake, I pray for the child. And they would say, hey, you want to come inside? We are hanging. I said, no. I'm sorry, I can't. No. And then they'd be like, oh, this guy is different. In fact, they go inside and say, the priest is there. The priest is there. This is what he said. Father is there. Achan Adam. They say, the priest is there. But I set myself apart. They are my friends. But I will never compromise on sinning because I was once lost and now I am found. I'm telling you guys, it is difficult. To set apart is difficult. To cut off is difficult. But God says, but as the one who called you is holy, you also are to be holy in all your conduct. In all. For it is written, be holy, because I am holy. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say? When you study the Greek and the Hebrew of this scripture, there are two types written. Everyone say two. Number one is God's holiness and standards can never be broken. Number one. Number two, when you read this, for it is written, be holy because I am holy. Number two, there is another thing that happens in the Greek Bible here. You know what is written? This cannot be achieved by man, but it can be achieved by the Holy Spirit. Hello? Number one is God is that standard. We can never, even if you are the world's biggest preacher, world's biggest saint, you can never reach that level of holiness. That is true. You can never reach God's. There is no measure to His holiness you cannot reach. But number two, the Greek translation says, be holy because I am holy. God is telling you it can be achieved only through His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Remember I told you guys there is good news for this. Holiness means set apart. Holiness means cut off. But I want to tell you something. Holiness can be achieved. And I'll tell you how. It is only by humbling and being submissive to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not just a spirit that God gave. Listen to this, guys, carefully. It's not just the spirit of truth that was given. It's not just a counseling spirit. It's not just a spirit that gives peace. But the spirit is called Holy Spirit. That means you want to be holy in all your ways? Ask the Holy Spirit. Everything that you do, be submissive to the Holy Spirit. Every day, morning when you wake up, can you start your day by saying, Holy Spirit, I give you this day. My every walk, my talk, my action, my eyes, whatever I see, whatever I speak, everything, God, can you make it holy? And I'm telling you, if you are submissive to the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit is the triune God. Triune means Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just as holy as the Father is holy as the Son. Just as the Son is holy, is the Holy Spirit that is holy. I'm telling you, the attribute flows, and God has given you His Spirit. God has given you the Holy Spirit so that you will ask and you will receive. You will seek and you will find. You will knock and the door shall be opened unto you. It is only by being submissive to the Holy Spirit that you can be holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By your own strength, you will fail. By your own ability, you will fail. But by the Holy Spirit, you will always be victorious.
Amen.
I strongly believe that 2019 is a year of restoration and blessings. Whatever you have lost, God will restore it. And God is not only going to restore it, but He's going to bless it. Hallelujah. Exodus 3 verse 5 says, look at this, so beautiful where Moses is standing. Exodus chapter 3. Do not come closer, he said. Take your sandals off your feet. I want to show you something. For the place you are standing is holy. Is holy. Listen to me. The dust on which Moses was standing was holy. What does it mean?
God's presence.
What does holy mean?
Set
off, cut off. Set apart. Everybody say set apart. This means that the place that Moses was standing, the dirt that Moses was standing on, the dust that Moses was standing on, was holy. That means it was set apart for God's purpose. Hello? Are you here with me? Are you here with me? Read Exodus chapter 28 verse 2. Exodus 28 verse 2. Look at this. Make holy garments for your brother Aaron, for glory and make holy what? Make holy what? Make holy what? Listen to this. What does holy mean? What does holy mean? What does holy mean? And now you say, what does holy mean? Set apart. Listen. Holy garments be made. That means this garment is set apart only for God. Hello? Hello? Are you here with me? Can I go a little more deeper? Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 11. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 11. And the Levites quieted all the people saying, be still since today. Everybody say today.
Today.
Come on, everybody say today.
Today.
Today is holy. Today is
holy.
Today is
holy.
Today is
holy.
Listen, listen, listen. Every day is normal. It's a normal day. Was there something special about that day? No. Morning they got up, they brushed their teeth, they had food, they went. That day was normal. But what makes the difference? That word holy, that means that day. Hello? Do you understand, Ellen? that day was set apart for God. Some people fast. I fast. How many of you fast? Can I see the hands of those who like fasting? Fasting is very powerful. Please try it. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. What are you doing in fasting? You are just saying, Kartave, this day, I'm setting apart everything. And I'm setting apart for your glory. Setting apart for your honor. You know, I recently met a friend. I was so happy. Even Jinu is doing the same thing, by the way. I met a friend. I was so happy. He told me, Pastor, I got a job. I said, praise God. He's been trying for a job for 6 to 8 months, 7 months, and he's not been getting a job. Finally, he gets a job. I said, what did you do after you get the job? He said, the first thing I did, I took a 3 days of fasting, thanking my God. Can you imagine the heart? He did not fast, and he said, I said, did you fast for your job? No. He said, I never fast and prayed to get a job. But after I got the job, I fasted to thank God. What a beautiful heart, right? Jinu was doing the same thing. After he got his visa, I said, he's fasting today. He said, I'm taking extra 2 or 3 days just to fast and thank God for the visa. See, can you imagine? Holy day. Set apart day. And do you know from where this holy day came now? Holy day. Yes. Catholics made a day called Holy Day. And that's how the word or term holy day came. But now people use holy day for... But the real meaning of holy day generated in the book of Levites. It started from this time onwards where they said we are going to set a day aside only for God's holy purpose. Only for God. Thanking God. Praising God. 1 day apart. Can I pinch you a little?
Yes.
Can I? Sometimes, guys, I know new people are here. They like pinch you. Like, I always say this. Can I pinch you? Because I'm going to tell you something little hard. Can I do that? Can I get your permission? Without your permission, I will not pinch you. Can I get your permission? Everybody say yes.
Yes.
Okay. So everybody, I can pinch. We have dedicated this Friday service for Jesus. We have dedicated this Friday service for Jesus. From 1 to 1:30 is holy worship set apart. After that, 2:30 onwards or 3:30 is the word of God set apart. And at the end, we close and we pray. 1 to 3 p.m. or maybe 10 to 12, whenever we get hold, we are setting apart this day. The pinching, I'll tell you how. When we come late, hello, are we defiling God's holiness? When we think, service starts at 1. We'll reach there at 1:15. It's okay. Are we defiling God's set apart time? I want this to be very, very serious. When God calls us, He says, behold my holy generation and royal priesthood. We are set apart, brothers and sisters. We are not common. We are abnormal. Yeah. Whenever Jesus Christ comes in us, we are punctual. We want to come on time. Can I read another scripture also? Can you read Deuteronomy chapter 26 verse 13? Then you will say in the presence of the Lord your God, I have taken the consecrated portion out of my house. I have also given it to the Levite and the foreign resident, the fatherless and the widow. According to all commands you gave me, I have not violated or forgotten your commands. Now listen to this carefully. If you read the NKJV version, it says, I have taken the consecrated and or holy tithe. Holy?
Tithe.
Holy?
Tithe.
Okay, guys, what is tithe?
1/10.
Okay. Tithe means whenever you receive your whole salary, one tenth you are separating and giving it to God. That means holy tithe. The word in King James, New King James says, I have taken the holy tithe out of the house. Consecrated portion. Holy tithe. My brothers and sisters, tithe is holy. It's supposed to be set apart. Your 10% belongs to God. 90% that you have will be blessed. Amen. Hello, are you here with me?
Yes.
Are you here with me? Your 10%, if you get 100 riyal, what is your 10%?
10.
Good guys. So when you get pocket money, give your 10 for the Lord. Yes. Say, this is holy tithe. This is for the church. You have to give it to the house of the Lord. This is God's command. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17 says, will you rob God? Let us not rob God. This is God's attribute. He's holy. Our tithe is holy. Then only our 90% that we have with us will be blessed. Hallelujah. Never use your holy tithe for doing anything of your own purpose. Never do it. You will end up in trouble. Hello?
Yes.
I'm telling you because I have experience. Before, back in the day, before marriage and everything, when I was not in the Lord, I used to do so many crazy things. Alan knows most of my crazy things. He knows whatever I used to do. I used to be in the world, do things of the world. But when Jesus came into my life and I started understanding, this is something that God is telling us from the Word of God. It is a consecrated portion. It is a tithe that we never should compromise. Whenever I receive my salary, first thing that I do, that 10%, I'm not talking about after your loan deduction. You will get messages, ting, and you will see salary. Again, one, ting, 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 all day. Loan, bank loan, house loan, car loan. Then you will have 50 riyal. Tithe of 50 is... And 50 dirham, ting. No. Whatever is your credited salary, whatever salary your company has credited to you, whether 1000 or 500 riyal or whatever it is, look it immediately separate for the Lord. And the rest, it can go ding, 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 it's okay. But the rest of it, you will see it. You will never ever lack in your life. Urikil, you will never lack in your life. I'm telling you, by the grace of God, me and Jensa, we've been married for the last 4.5 years. We have a beautiful son. And I'm telling you, till today, our bank balance has never been zero. Hallelujah. Because we serve God, we honor God, we know that this tithe is a holy tithe for His kingdom. We come and we give our tithe. Hallelujah. Holy tithe. You saw consecrated portion. The holy tithe. Isaiah 66 verse 12. I'm going to close very quickly. I'm just going to wind up. And I'm going to give you the key on how to be holiness. Okay. Isaiah 66 verse 12. For this is what the Lord says. I will make peace flow to her like a river. And wealth of nations like a flood. You will nurse and be carried on her hip. And bounce on her lap. Speaking, there is one word that's there for holiness. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But you are, this is what God is telling you, okay? But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, and a
holy
nation. A people for His possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So dear church, you are a holy nation. You are set apart from the world. You are not like the world. You are set apart, and let me tell, make this stronger. You are cut off from the world. You know, kabash, yes, kabash, Hebrew, cut off. When holiness means you are cut off from the world. Not that you don't have to have friends, you don't have to be close to them, no. But when it comes to anything that's against God, cut it off. Cut it off. I wanted to tell this testimony, but I didn't have time. Ezekiel chapter 45 verse 4. Ezekiel chapter 45 verse 4. It will be a holy area of land to be used by the priest who minister in the sanctuary. Holy area. Holy area. Holy
area.
Come on, everybody with me, say holy area.
Holy area.
What does it mean? Every area is common. Alsad area, Najma area, Alkor area, all this area is common. But what makes the difference? That word, holy.
Holy.
That word?
Holy.
Guys, have you seen your Bibles?
Holy Bible.
What is the meaning of Bible?
Word of books.
Collection of books.
Close. What is the meaning of Bible? Bible means book. Biblios means book. Everybody say book. You don't need to think too deeper. Word of God, light of God. Bible means book. Biblios, book. This is a normal, simple book. People even say that nowadays, I told you last week, that people are considering 10 books not to read in the world. It came in the newspaper. 10 books not to read in the world. They put Bible in number 7. And they said that this book is like Shakespeare and any other literature that contains a lot of fictional character. When the world don't understand that before the Bible, there is a word. What is that word?
Holy.
What is that word?
Holy.
Holy. That word holy means set apart. How can this simple, normal book make a difference in your life? Is when that word holy set apart yourself from the world. That is when this becomes the Holy Bible. It's so important for us to understand. Set apart. We are different. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 14. 1 Corinthians 7 verse 14. Look at this. For the unbelieving husband. Okay, everybody look at this. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the Christian husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but now they are holy. What does it mean? What does it mean? Okay, very good. Close. Yeah. When you have an unbelieving wife or an unbelieving husband or a believing wife or a believing husband, whatever it may be, your children, look at what is written, your children would be unclean. But now they are? Now they are? How? How did they become holy? How did they become holy? They became holy because they set themselves apart from everything around them. The unbelieving wife set apart herself looking at the believing husband. The believing husband looked at the unbelieving wife and set apart everything. And seeing that holiness in the husband, the wife will turn. Seeing that set apart character in the unbelieving wife, the husband will begin to. In the believing wife, the unbelieving husband will turn. And together, their children will become holy. Hello, are you here with me? Are you here with me? You have to understand, being holy is important. Wow. And if you want any clarity on this, let me know, okay? Job chapter 31 verse 1. Look at this. Something about the eyes. I have made a covenant with my eyes. How then would I look at a young woman? Now, if you go to the NKJV, it says, I have made a holy commitment, a holy covenant with my eyes. That means your eyes need to be holy. Everybody say holy.
Holy.
Kids, holy. Everything that you see, everything that you look, everything that you touch, everything that you go, any place that you go, you must be holy. Worship is holy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Worship is holy. God has set a standard, and holiness is not only internal, but it's external also. Worship is holy. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Read it. Everybody knows this word. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Read. Therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, by God's mercy, he's saying, I urge you, present your bodies as living sacrifice. Everybody say the second next word with me.
Holy.
Holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual worship. Guys, holy and pleasing. Set apart. Your worship must be different. Your worship must be set apart. Not like the world does, but your worship must be set apart because we serve a holy God. Hallelujah. God is holy. He is pure. There is nothing in Him that can make us unholy. Now let me tell you one more thing. I'm going to give you the key. Can I give you the key? Everybody ready to the key?
Yes.
The key is simple. Submitting daily. Everybody say daily.
Daily.
Submitting daily to the Holy Spirit. That's the key. Daily. Not once in a while. Daily. Everybody say daily.
Daily.
Every day morning that you wake up, make a prayer. Holy Spirit, make me holy. In everything that you do. That is the key. Submitting daily to the Holy Spirit. Read Hebrews chapter 9 verse 12. And I want to tell you another good news. He entered the Holy of Holies once and for all. Not by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. During the olden times, if you see, you will see there is the outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. The inner court was also holy. And priests can only enter the Holy of Holies once in a year. How? Once in a year. And you know, because the priest used to enter, sometimes if they have any sin in them, they will die. They will? And the people used to tie ropes and send the priest inside. And sometimes you will hear the dropping of the rope. Bloom. Dead. Because God's holiness was so holy. In fact, when Nadab and Abihu died, God told Moses, please tell Aaron not to come in my presence. If you read the scriptures, you will see Aaron's children dropped dead. Aaron was silent. God tells Moses, tell Aaron not to come in my presence. Why? Because he loves Aaron. He loves Aaron. I cannot put my holiness down. I cannot put my standard down. I love you guys, but don't come into my presence. Now look at this. Look at this. The most holy place. Remember, there was a long veil. I know, you know, how many of you know a curtain? Are you guys here with me? If you go to the Holy of Holies, in the outer court, the inner court, the holy, and if you want to go into the Holy of Holies, there is a long curtain. It's a big veil. Everybody say veil.
Veil.
It's a big veil. And the Bible clearly says that four men, strong men, needed to carry to put this veil on the top. Four men, that heavy. It's a long veil that separated from the holy to the most holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But do you know what happened when Jesus shed His blood on the cross? That veil tore from top to bottom. Hallelujah. It tore and it opened the door, the blood of Jesus. Look at it. He entered the Holy of Holies once and for all. Hallelujah. Once and for all, He entered the Holy of Holies. Why? So that we can enter, and we can only be holy by the blood of Jesus Christ. We can only be holy, and we can enter the Father's presence, the Holy God's presence, through Jesus Christ and eternal redemption. Hallelujah! All you need to do is have faith and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ, He died and He rose again, and He is my Lord and Savior. If you believe and confess with your mouth, I want to tell you, you can live a holy life, pleasing unto God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at what is it done. Once and for all, not by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. That veil, if you read the scripture, says that veil tore from top to bottom. It became open. And we, you and me, can enter the most holy place of our Father. Hallelujah. The only key, every day, daily, ask Holy Spirit. In every way, in every conduct, Help me to be holy. Can we close our eyes? I don't know how and to who the Holy Spirit has been speaking. We serve a holy God. The holiness of God cannot be compromised. We serve a holy God. I want everyone to just close your eyes and ask the Holy Spirit, what are you teaching me? What are you speaking into my heart about? What is it that you want me to know? Father, right now, whoever the Holy Spirit is leading right now, you're saying, Lord, I want to be holy. I want to cut off from everything that's against you. I want to set apart myself. Me and my family, we will serve the Lord. And we want to serve you, O holy God. If you say that from the bottom of your heart, I'm telling you the Holy Spirit is ready and waiting to help you. He is your strength, He is your comforter, He is your counselor. And above all, He is our Holy Spirit who will help you, who will give you the keys and where you can win. And where you can live a victorious life for His glory and for His name. If you are saying that, simply just put your faith and believe in Jesus Christ. That He is the Lord and Savior of your life. That veil is torn and you can enter the Holy of Holies without any shame, any guilt, any sin. Because He has won our redemption. He has won it all for you and for me.